Gator, I'd like you to go to our Twitter account at DougAndGator971.
Yep.
I'd like everybody to go to our Twitter account at DougAndGator971. Did you see something there?
You want me just to go to our profile page?
Our most recent tweet.
Okay. This is the new coaster the boys are talking about.
Yeah. And I want you to play the video. Now, remember, the answer to the question is nope.
Why? 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 No. Absolutely not.
Come on, Gator.
No effing way.
Gator, that front seat.
Front seat?
Yes.
Any seat?
Any seat.
Absolutely not.
Take that front seat.
That's a strong and hard no, people. Not going to do it.
No. I mean, there's a corkscrew. It's just like a corkscrew. I've done that. I can handle that, right? And then
the
and
new coaster at Cedar Point, you can see it on our Twitter page, at DougAndGator971, is one of the most demonic rides I've ever seen, where you basically go up a hill, the track ends, and then the track pivots into a straight 90-degree drop. If you have to go see, I don't know if it makes sense me describing it to you, but you...
I invite the people, absolutely, go to our our Twitter account and look at it, at DougAndGator971. The other thing that strikes me about this, Doug, the sky looks like Armageddon.
Yes! Yes!
Like, honestly, like the whole world has just gone to hell in a handbasket,
and
you're the dumbass that's on this ride.
At any second now, there's going to be lightning and thunder.
Well, it's like fire in the sky. I mean,
I think I see a dragon.
I see a mite.
It's like the scene from Game of Thrones.
This is demonic.
Dracarys.
There's not a chance I'm getting this thing.
Because this is a rendering, essentially.
It's artist rendering, it's
fantastic,
yes.
Rendering.
Yeah, so they can make the weather anything they want. They chose
mostly cloudy.
Yes, with a chance of
nuclear war. Yeah.
100% chance of end of times.
Yeah.
Chance of apocalypse.
My God.
At DougAndGator, I said, why don't you want to check it out?
That's terrifying.
So you're with me?
Dude, I don't do roller coasters to begin
with. Come on. You two in the front seat. Road trip.
Absolutely not.
There would have to be a large sum of cash attached to
it. Yeah, how much money are you talking?
Yep.
How about a big stuffed animal?
And I got to tell you, it wouldn't be cash for anybody else. It would be cash, straight cash money for me. Like, it's funny. At the end of this preview, it says, answer the call. I'm not answering that call.
Mm-mm.
Siren's Curse is what it's called. Check it out for yourself.
We'll give you a Tudor's Biscuit World franchise. Maybe.
Maybe. I might do it. Maybe. All right. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We got a Mac. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mac.
Hey, Doug. I don't think there's any reason to hit the panic button at all. We're just into two games, and we know who this team is. They got the tough coach who's consistently becoming a better head coach, and we've got all the players that they're just knocking off a little rust. You saw Patrick Mahomes played in preseason. I think Jared Goff's going to be just fine. The last 2 years, their play got better as the season progressed. Personally, I'm not concerned. It was a tough loss for sure. But Tampa played their butts off, and they really wanted that game. And they squeaked by us. It could have went either way, one play. But as far as anybody hitting the panic button, I think that's a little ludicrous.
Well, I mean, how are you going to feel if they lose this game?
Well, they could. Let's face it, we thought – prior to the season started, Arizona seemed like a winnable game going out there because of what they've done in the past. But, hey, Kyler Murray's a problem when he's healthy, and he looks to be real healthy. They're playing on all cylinders, it looks like, and now that's a game we should be real concerned about. But the whole schedule, I don't think there's an easy game on the board this year. So, hey, Lions know what they're up against, and I think you're going to see that grit show up. We know Aiden Hutchinson's going to be there. That, to me, in my humble opinion, Aiden Hutchinson is the most dependable guy on that team week in, week out. I just love him.
You don't question what you're going to get from him. You know exactly what you're going to get from Aiden Hutchinson. But I do think that you have to be concerned about Arizona. This is not a, a team that lies down.
There's a difference between concern and I guess like season's over after three games calls. And nobody said season's over this week. There's been some panicked calls and maybe nobody will say that next week. But when you sometimes get that feeling like you're never going to win again, when really it's the difference between winning and losing in a lot of games in the NFL, no matter how good you are, is one or two plays throughout the course of a game. And sometimes you don't make those one or two plays.
I have a hard time fathoming that thought creeping into my head if they lose to Arizona. Oh my God, the season's done after three games. I mean, the only way that that even is a thought is if there's a serious injury to one or more players. But you know, let's knock on wood that doesn't happen. If they lose the game and they just get beat by Arizona, I'm not thinking the season's over. I'm thinking there's work to do. And I'm not going to be happy about this because I thought this was a team that could start off the season 3-0. And if they start off 1-2, it's no good. But let's look at the other way. What if they win? Right? I'm expecting them to win. Are you expecting them to win? Are you expecting this team to win?
I mean, not like the way I expect the Tigers to win every night, but I do expect them to win.
No, I expect them to win. But, I mean, do you guys think we have a fragile fan base?
Yes.
Yes.
Because we haven't had sustained success.
It's understandable.
Yeah. I mean, if this is like the third straight year where we've gone deep into the playoffs, and then I don't think we're fragile. But we haven't in our lifetimes had that sustained success. And this is the year we're expecting the beginning of the sustain, right? Made the NFC Championship game last year. Our expectations as a fan base get right back. And if they fall short of the playoffs, then we're totally fragile.
All right. So, Raymond, a lot of people responding to the Twitter post about the coaster we were talking about, the new one at Cedar Point with the cliff and the pivoting track dropping you into a 90-degree drop. Raymond says, it looks like a coaster you'd see on Final Destination. Greg tweets us, in a heartbeat, I'd try it. Only scary for the tick, tick, tick up that first hill. I disagree. From Bobby, this is basically how callers have been describing the Lions season. Chris just sends us NFW. I'm with you, Chris.
I'm right there.
Albert says, I'd do it. Check it out, at Dungator971 on Twitter. Let's go to Joe in a truck. You're next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, yeah. I belong to a coaster club, and I got the information early in the morning. And I tell you what, this is really going to put Cedar Point in the stratosphere. Because what's scary about this ride, it's not so much a backseat ride, because you're not going to tell if you're looking at a seat back. You want to sit this one in the very front in the dark. I mean, it's going to take you up 164 feet, tilt you 90 degrees straight down into three inversions. So what I would tell everybody when you go there, right, wait for the front seat. You won't be sorry. And Top Thrill 2 should be open.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing about your advice is a little different than mine. My advice is go there and don't ride it.
My advice is totally different. I just don't go.
I'm a coaster nut, so. But I'll let you go, and I'll talk Lions next time. I love to talk Lions. So.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
That first seat's premium, guys. There's always a longer line for the first seat.
Oh, well, you can have it.
Hey, I don't want to wait in line. That's why I'm not going.
You know, there aren't many things in life, I think, that I just automatically say, yeah, absolutely not. And if you want to call me all the names in the book, go ahead. I just don't care. No. This is one of them. Like roller coasters, never been a guy who likes roller coasters. And people go, oh, come on, you're such a wuss. Yep. I am.
So going back 10 minutes, when I said, nope, I'll ask the question in 5 minutes. You're like, yeah, you agree.
Oh, 100%.
Nope.
I'm 2 seconds into the video. I'm nope. It's a roller coaster. Nope.
And you would never get on any roller coaster?
Not anymore. I have in the past, and I don't like them. I do not like them, Doug Karsh.
Okay.
No, sir.
From an unnamed texter. I'm sorry. No, this is from Jamie in Ann Arbor. People haven't talked about how much the interior offensive line has struggled, especially Ragnow. That may be the worst game he's had in a while. Goff couldn't step up in the pocket more than usual, and he missed key blocks too. Unnamed texter. I think we're seeing across the league is the roster starters not playing preseason games. No one is talking about the interior of the offensive line. It might be bad. Glasgow and Zeitler. Matt, New Boston. If the Lions lose this week, to the tune of Jared Goff, you will hear Hendon Hooker. Go Lions. No, we won't.
Brian, I'm so sure about that. Fans turn. But Brian, I'm thinking better things for Jared Goff this week.
Brian in Waterford says, Ben Johnson has not been good so far. Too many three and outs, too many weapons. Forgot his name, but 17 looks pretty good for a possession receiver. Get him in the game. Defense looks horrible. Now this computer went down. We're having a hell of a day here at Carson Anderson. let's go to a break, and we'll get to more of your phone calls coming up. 97.1 The Ticket.